Welcome back to the Booklicious podcast, where we break down compelling reads, explore hidden layers, and help you discover your next favorite book. Today's episode features Kelly Armstrong's The Haunting of Payne's Hollow, a sharp, atmospheric horror novel that blends folklore, family wurns, and a property inheritance that feels more like a trap than a blessing. Let's get into it. The Haunting of Payne's Hollow is a story rooted in return, returning to old places, old memories, and old mistakes. Our protagonist, Samantha Payne, better known as Sam, has one priority in life: caring for her mother, who suffers from early onset dementia. Bills pile up, options shrink, and Sam is simply trying to keep their life stitched together. Then news arrives. Sam's estranged grandfather has died, and she's the sole inheritor of the family's valuable lake house in Payne's Hollow. But there's a condition. Sam must live at the cottage for 30 days under rules that feel oddly restrictive. It's a setup that immediately tells us something is off. This isn't just a legal formality. It's a stage set for revelation. The inheritance drags Sam back to a place she's spent her entire adult life trying to avoid. Why? Because this lake, these woods, and this cottage hold the darkest night of her childhood. Sam remembers seeing her father, covered in blood, burying the body of a murdered teenager. Not long after, her father died by suicide. The town buried the questions, and her grandfather insisted her father was innocent. Sam has lived with confusion and guilt ever since. Returning to Payne's Hollow forces her into direct contact with a memory she'd rather erase, and the police itself seems almost eager to remind her. From the first night, there are strange sounds in the trees, figures glimpsed across the water, and a presence that feels too heavy to be imagination. The local legend of a headless horseman-like rider stalks the community stories, and Sam begins to wonder whether the folklore is more than just bedtime warnings. Just when Sam is adjusting to the eerie environment, things escalate fast. Her aunt, who seems to know more than she's saying, disappears without explanation. That single event turns her stay from unsettling to urgent. The puzzle pieces are there: a family with secrets, a town with selective memory, folklore that aligns too closely with real events, and Sam's own reliable recollections. As she searches for her aunt, she begins digging into the Payne family's past. The truth that surfaces ties folklore, fear, and generational damage into one sharp thread. Let's talk about what works particularly well in this novel. First, the atmosphere. Armstrong uses the forest, the cottage, and the lake as three distinct types of pressure. The trees hide things. The cottage traps Sam. The lake tempts with answers, but threatens danger. All three create constant tension without relying on graphic horror. Second, Sam's voice. This is a first-person narrative, and Sam is grounded, practical, and emotionally exhausted. That makes her a reliable anchor, even when she's questioning her own memories. Third, the folklore. Armstrong blends local myth with generational guilt in a way that feels organic. The writer's presence never feels like a gimmick. It's connected directly to the community's history. The book's strong point isn't constant scares, it's sustained unease. The emotional core of the story is Sam's relationship with her family, especially her mother, whose memory loss provides a stark contrast to Sam's burden of remembering too much. The themes Armstrong plays with include memory versus reality. What can you trust when trauma shapes what you remember? Inheritance. Not just wealth, but responsibility, guilt, and unresolved harm. Community stories. Folklore can protect, but it can also excuse or obscure the truth. These themes give the novel weight beyond its supernatural elements. The 30-day condition is a smart structural device. There's a built-in countdown, and the rule allowing Sam only 1 hour off the property per day adds urgency. The pacing builds steadily. Act 1 gives us mystery. Act 2 tightens the noose after the aunt's disappearance. Act 3 pulls the threads together with a conclusion that clarifies the past and reshapes Sam's understanding of her own family. As for the horror, expect atmosphere over gore. Sounds with no source, movements in the water, a figure on horseback whose presence is more chilling the less you see. It's horror for readers who love tension, not splatter. This novel is a great fit if you enjoy folklore-influenced horror, small-town secrets, one-location tension, family-driven mysteries, and atmospheric thrillers. It's also suitable for readers who typically avoid heavy gore but enjoy psychological suspense. Kelly Armstrong's The Haunting of Payne's Hollow delivers an engaging mix of folklore, mystery, and emotional depth. The novel keeps one foot in the real world and the other in the uncanny, making it compelling without ever losing narrative control. If you like haunted forests, inherited secrets, and stories where the past refuses to stay buried, this book deserves a place on your list. That's all for today's episode of the Booklicious Podcast. If you enjoyed this review and want more breakdowns of atmospheric thrillers and horror fiction, make sure to follow and tune in for the next episode. Thanks for listening.